Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Friendship Frequency. This is a podcast where we talk about our real life struggles and what has worked for us. We get vulnerable and discuss our everyday lives, and we invite you to go on this journey to better yourself right along with us. I'm Tab Johnson.
And I'm Aaron Windhorn.
And this is who we are, and this is what we do.
Hola, friend.
That chairs, it's broken. It's doing it on my side.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody.
What the hell is happening?
Clearly, our internet source has been hijacked by someone else.
Yeah. We start out with you getting a podcast being played in your headset. You can't figure out what it is. And then all of a sudden.
Dude, that was a minute ago, too, that we did that. And it was still playing. Like, creepy. Yeah. Right. And now your internet wants to act all weird.
No, I'm telling you. I meant they did, like, take it down today in the middle of the day.
Bastards. I know. I was surprised it came back as fast as it did. I feel really naked with no headphones on. I mean, I got my earbuds in, people, but not headphones. Such is life.
I like
anyway,
it.
Anyway, how was your day? Earbuds.
I mean, it was good. I guess as good as it could be. started work, and then all of a sudden, my internet decided to go out about like 6:45 this morning, maybe later. Xfinity decided to do a network upgrade during the day and said it wouldn't be back until 6 p.m.
Listen, that's called overpromise and underdeliver. That's what that is, or vice versa.
Right.
So.
Yeah. So I can't like just sit home because I can't like play on my phone or watch TV. So I decided to come and say hi to you at work.
And saw it in all its glory. Woo!
Right?
Yeah.
How was your day?
It was good. Got through all my customers, got them all set and taken care of, and then just kind of did some more admin stuff for the rest of the day. And then we had a van that was picked up that was being shipped to Colorado. Watching the guy drive it up on the trailer that carries the cars, oh my God, no. I couldn't have that job, but it went. So it was good. Not a bad day. Not a bad day at all.
Good.
Now here we are, recording our podcast.
You're wearing Little Steps Big Dreams shirt from this weekend.
Yep. Yippers. It's actually a really good t-shirt, too. I like this t-shirt. Yep, I see.
I like last year's better.
Did you? I haven't even worn last year's. Ever.
No.
I don't like the colors of it. You know, I'm a color person.
I'm not a huge fan of it, but I like the retro look.
Yeah, the old school t-shirts. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yep, we did that this past weekend. That was fun. It was good. I needed to do that. So it was nice. I need to run is what I need to do.
It's for a good cause, too.
Yes, it is. It is. Oh. But yeah, that was good. And then, of course, hung out at the softball fields. And you came to the softball fields, too. You were there. So
I did.
My son's
team. I got to see
him
win the championship.
Yep. They won the ship. Took the ship, and we are just gearing up to get ready to go to Vegas for his Worlds tournament. So, yeah, I'm excited.
That's awesome.
Good stuff.
When are you leaving for that?
We fly out on the 1st, that Wednesday, and I'll be back the following Monday. So, and he starts playing on Friday. So we'll have part of Wednesday and Thursday to just kind of go do whatever. And then he starts playing on Friday. So We'll be there probably Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then we fly out Monday.
With that same team?
Yeah. It'll be the core team, not like some of the times that you've been. It's been various players there. For Worlds, you have to lock your roster and take your core team. So it'll be the actual rostered full bore team for Worlds. So it'll be fun. They play at Big League of Dreams, which means the fields are all replicas of like the famous baseball stadiums like Wrigley Field, Yankee Stadium, that kind of thing. So it's actually cool. Really cool. It's really cool. And this will be the first time I've seen him play there. Jason has been with him one time before and got to see him play there. But this will be the first time that I actually get to see him play there. So it'll be fun. It'll be fun. And I'm playing Friday night.
Nice.
So I know I got a text message today from my son. Mom, you want to play ball Friday night? Yeah, sure.
I'm guessing that's the co-ed league.
Yeah. Yeah. So it'll be fun, though. And just hanging out with family. This past Sunday, we did a family brunch, and I made all the breakfast stuff you could imagine, and all the kids came over and hung out for a little while and just spent time together, which was super needed for sure. It was good for everybody. Just hanging out with family and softball and staying off of social media because I just am not doing it right now. So anybody that's watching and is wondering why you haven't seen me on social media, or other than Aaron posting me or somebody else posting me, I just am choosing to stay off of it. This is the first time, other than to Aaron and to Ashley, that I've actually spoke about it. I just have no desire to see all the shit that is circulating and I just am too sensitive. And I know that sounds crazy when I say it, like I'm a big weenie, but the truth is it just hurts me. It hurts my whole heart, and I can't stand it. So yeah.
I mean, I'm staying away from like getting in the arguments with people, but you know, I'm definitely watching social media a lot more lately, and probably not get too good for my mental state.
Facts. Yeah, I choose love every time. So I just don't want any part of the negative, and from both sides. I don't care what side. I don't even have a side. I don't even care. It's from both sides, and it's ugly, and it defeats everything and goes against everything that I want the world to be. So I just choose to stay away from it. It's funny because I was talking or texting with Justin today, and he's like, you know, capitalize, talking about prove it and, you know, capitalize on this, that, and the other. And I was like, yeah, no, I'm not getting on social media. Like, I'm not doing it. So, right. You know, and I think everybody has to make that choice for them. And that's what I choose to do. And choose to spend time with my family and be grateful for the things that I have going on right now that are not chaotic and not putting me in a place where, you know, my feelings get hurt. So, and not my feelings, like me personally, nobody is saying anything to me, but in hurting my feelings personally, I just don't want to see it. The fact that videos of someone getting killed are circulating like it's nothing is blowing my mind. Like, you know, obviously the assassination, and then also that girl getting killed, the Ukrainian girl. Like, the fact that that's even, I just can't even.
Yeah, something's changed, because they would not, like, I get, like, all those people were there filming for the Charlie Kirk thing and them posting their own videos. But like the girl getting stabbed on the bus, like that video was from the bus.
Yeah.
Security cameras.
It just is. It's mind blowing that it's not banned.
Yeah, that they're allowing it to be posted.
Yeah, exactly. That it's not flagged or because listen, if I post a sale flyer or say the wrong word, you better know it's flagged immediately.
Yeah.
Like I still get notifications every now and then about stuff that I posted 2 years ago. So yeah. There definitely has been a shift.
Yeah.
I just choose not to be a part of it. Choose not to be a part of it. I protect my family and my kids and, you know, the people that I love and that I care about. And I don't care what side, what, whatever. None of that matters to me as long as you're a good person and a good human. And that's where I choose to stand.
I don't even think it's a matter of right or left anymore. I just think it's about being humane.
Yeah, literally.
Like, I don't care if there's somebody that I don't like at all or I despise. I would never cheer for somebody to be murdered.
Yeah.
Like, on especially. On both sides,
for sure. It's not even about that.
Yeah, it's not about right or left. Like, I would not want to see that at all. And, you know, it's. And the shitty thing is, like, I didn't want to talk about this, but.
Here we are.
That guy was assassinated in front of his wife and his two daughters under the age of 5. Or his kids under the age of 5.
You know, for me, I instantly go to his kids.
Yeah.
And I think it's because of the life that Jason and I lived, him being active duty military and.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Being deployed, and I just can't. That so easy could have been us. That so easy could have been somebody showing up at my house in uniform to tell me that. And I just.
Yeah.
I can't.
I know. I mean, it's no different than the politician, I forget what state, that a person walked up to the front door posing as a police officer and shot and killed.
Did that happen in Bremerton? No, you're not talking about the Bremerton. Did you see that? There's a whole guy like posing as a police officer in Bremerton. I was like, what is going on?
No. I don't know where it was, but there was that other incident where the guy walked into a hotel and beheaded the manager of the hotel, like right in the lobby in front of his wife. He had a machete and he took his head off. And you, in the video, you see a head rolling in the street and the guy picks it up by the hair and carries it away as he's walking away from the hotel.
See, I'm like, I don't know about any of that. I don't want to know about any of that. Like, what the fuck is happening? Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, it's fucking crazy. I'm like, I'm so disturbed. Like,
I don't even have words for
my heart hurts.
I can't go too far down that road because Lord knows I will lose it. I'm too sensitive for it. And that's honest to God what it comes down to. Like, I love people too much and I care about people too much. And when I say people, I mean humanity in general. Obviously, I care about my family and the people that are in my life on an everyday basis and friends and stuff like that, obviously. But I care too much about people and about humanity and being a good human being that I cannot do it. I don't know. I don't know what happened and I want it to get better and I just feel like it's probably going to get worse before it gets better and that's even more scary. So I just am trying to stay in a place of positive positivity and, you know, love on my babies and love on my husband and my friends and my family, and just choose to be the light. I'm choosing to be the light that I want the rest of the world to see. And no, I'm not doing it on social media, and I know that would probably have a huge impact, but I feel like social media and media in general is 99% of the freaking problem.
I think social media is a cancer. I've said it many times on this podcast. I think social media is the downfall. Well, smartphones and social media are the downfall of civilization.
Well, it's like I was telling you when you were like, well, you could still do your lives. And I was like, no, I can't, because the scroll monster gets me. Like, the scroll monster gets me, and I'm sucked in it before I realize it. And I'm not even really like, not necessarily really watching anything, but it's the scrolling. And the, oh, look, there's a cool recipe. Scrolling, scrolling, scrolling. Oh, look, there's a blanket I would like to try. Scrolling, scrolling, scrolling. You know what I mean? And it just sucks the time away from me. Like, I can be caught in it and turn around and it's 2 hours later.
Yeah.
So I just need to.
There's a way you can do it if you still wanted to do it. And that was just record the video instead of doing a live.
Mm-hmm.
And then upload the video through, what's that app called? The professional.
Well, the Meta.
The business
suite. Yeah.
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 That way you don't see anything on Facebook, but suggestion, but I get it.
I think for me, for right now, I'm good just to stay away. And because I am guilty of spending too much time on social media and missing out on things that are happening right in front of me. And I am guilty of, you know, that exactly. I need to be able to get back to connecting with people on a level that I connect with them with, and personally and face to face. And, you know, more than anything, I just need to protect me, and I need to protect my family. And, you know, that's what's important to me right now. So that's where I'm at with that.
Right.
But yeah, I did pick up knitting, though. I did pick up knitting, people. And I told Aaron that, and Aaron was like, that's some old lady shit. I was like, rude. But it's not like with needles or crochet hooks or anything. It's hand knitting, and I'm making the big blankets with the big, thick, chunky yarn. So once you see it, you're going to want a blanket. And then I'm going to have to tell you, yeah, for a small fee, I can do that.
That's not how this works. No, just kidding.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Yeah. I grew up, my mom used to work for a yarn manufacturer.
Oh, and dude, I could never.
For years, she had boxes and boxes of yarn. Like, she used to knit and crochet and all that. And my grandma did too. She knitted me a sweater with like a guy on a motorcycle doing a wheelie across the front of it when I was a kid. Yeah.
Like, knitted the design in it too?
Yeah.
That's wild. Like, I see them.
It was an ugly sweater, but, you know, my grandma.
Jacked up.
Rest in peace, grandma.
Right? Like, I do my blanket, you know, and it's just straight across rows. But then I see them like switch colors. And they got to do the little, you know, the thing and all the whatever they do. And I'm like, and then I see stuff like that. And I'm like, dude, I can't even make a separate row color yet. Like, one baby step at a time.
Yeah. I think growing up, like, my whole house was like littered with like doilies and blankets.
Mm-hmm.
Like white, like fine thread doilies that were all intricate, like.
My grandma had those too. Hers were stained yellow though, because she smoked in the house. But yeah, they were supposed to be white.
Right. Speaking of grandma, I remember my grandma I don't know, I was probably 35 or something like that. We were at a park for like a family get together or a family reunion. And there was this rose bush, and I went over and I picked the rose. And my grandma's like a Jehovah's Witness. And I picked the rose, and I went over and I gave her the rose. And she's like, "Did you pull it from that tree?" And I'm like, "Yeah." She's like, "I'm not going to take it. That's stealing. Great grandma."
Dang.
Yeah.
That's intense right there.
Right?
Yeah. My grandma on my mom's side was like literally like Granny from the Beverly Hillbillies. I cannot even make that up, y'all. She was a spitfire of a woman and no filter. And until I came along, super racist. And then yeah. I changed the world, or her world anyway.
Right.
But like, and then my mom or my grandma on my dad's side, my Nana, like, just, I don't think I've ever like met a purer soul than her. Like, she just was everything. She never got, I never seen her mad. I never heard her curse. Like, and she had reason to. Like, if you know my dad, she had reason to.
Yeah.
And just always took care of me. And like, I can remember making tortillas with her and just so sweet. And she loved to dance. She loved music. So, of course, there was always Spanish music playing. And just, yeah, she was like an ain't, like, for real, the purest soul I ever knew. So
that's awesome.
It was so funny because when Jason and I first got together, she was still alive, but her dementia and stuff had started to take effect, right? She would always think that Ashley was her daughter, Gracie, that died when Gracie was little. So my dad's little sister that passed away when she was little. So she thought Ashley, and she thought she didn't, like, she wouldn't say anything to me. And, you know, she would talk to me and stuff. I don't know if she didn't recognize me or just knew who I was. I never could tell the difference. But, and then she wouldn't know other people. But then she always knew who Jason was. Always. Like,
wow.
There's Tabitha's boyfriend. Like, and she would flirt and flirt and flirt.
That's so funny. Yeah, like, my dad's mom, I don't remember much of her. I mean, she lived with us when I was really young.
Mm-hmm.
But she was already in the stages of dementia at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I remember one specific incident. I was in the bathtub taking a bath, and she came in and dumped a bag of toys on my head. Yeah, she threw our brand new pots and pans away. And yeah, so I don't.
It's such a crazy illness. Like,
yeah,
I was always fascinated with my grandmother because she couldn't, like, remember, like, present day stuff at the time. But she could go right back to those memories of, like, growing up in her childhood. And, like, even when my dad and his siblings were, like, really young, she remembered everything about that. Like, the craziest details.
Yeah.
And so it's always been super fascinating to me how the disease progresses and what they remember and what they don't remember. So. Right. You know, they're saying now that Alzheimer's is type 3 diabetes.
Hmm.
Have you heard that?
Interesting. No, I haven't.
So there is studies that link diabetes to Alzheimer's and the sugar and all the things. I mean, just more evidence of things that we've kind of already thought, but weren't really sure. And obviously, the effects of ketones on that and what can happen and stuff like that. So that was super interesting to, like, that was on that Optimize You. That was part of the stuff that they talked about. And that was like, wow, if that, like, there obviously still has to be a ton of research done. But if that was something that could, you know, if somebody is struggling with that and then starts drinking ketones and you start to see some clarity, like, that would be freaking amazing.
Yeah. Like, well, Mary Beth's mom had Alzheimer's and she was drinking ketones and
dancing and doing TikToks and stuff.
Yeah. She definitely did a lot better once she started drinking ketones.
It makes sense, though, if you think about it, like how it could be considered a type 3 diabetes because of what it does to the body. So, yeah, I thought that was super interesting.
Sugar is just bad for the body, period. Like cancer feeds on sugar.
Just about every disease does. Cancer, my psoriatic arthritis does. Psoriasis in general. I mean, yeah. Yeah. I know. And here's the thing. If full disclosure, I sit here and I say that, and I 100% wholeheartedly believe that, and will turn right around and eat sugar. Like, that's the frustrating part for me, and I want to be drop kicking myself in the face. But, well, I might pull something if I tried that, but that's neither here nor there.
You'll hurt yourself. Careful there.
Right? So, but we're coming up on that time where we're going to have to, well, you don't really have to make any changes. You'll just keep going right along with where you are. But for me, we're coming up on that time where we're about to go back into 75 hard. And to be completely honest, I am 100% terrified this time. It's one of those things in my life where I feel like, check, done. Like, does that make sense? Yeah. Like, I'm doing it because we're all doing it, but I don't, in my mind, I'm like, I don't, like the first time around, I was like, you'll have to kill me before I fail. You'll have to kill me before I fail. And this time, I'm not, it's almost like I'm not as determined, at least yet. And it's almost like I completed it once, check. It's not, and I don't know why. I don't know why. I'm sure that's probably a story I'm telling myself, but you know what I mean? It's not like a, like
it is.
Last time I had like this burning desire to do it. This time I'm just like, yeah, it's coming.
I mean, I truly believe that you're not going to allow yourself to fail once you start.
That's it's because you know me as a person.
Yeah, it's the stories you're telling yourself now. Like, I get it. Like, I'm not too excited to do it again.
God, me neither.
Just because I've pretty much been doing it already, but it's like, I like the flexibility to kind of do what I want to do.
Yeah.
Or no, eat what I want to eat.
Yeah.
And like, I'm struggling on what diet I want to choose. Like, I've spent all this time like lifting weight, going to the gym, and packing on a lot of muscle. But I still have, and I was kind of like at a bulking stage where I was kind of eating a lot and eating way more carbs than I would normally do just because that's part of the muscle building process. And
right.
But I see like hints of muscles and I just want to like push myself to like maybe do a cut.
So see, I see like what you really look like underneath. Yeah.
But then again, going to Vegas, I'm just like, do I want to be that strenuous and regimented on what I'm eating? And not really. But it's like, yeah.
It is a mind game for sure. Like, no question about it. For me, I'm pretty sure we are doing keto with an emphasis probably on carnivore, just because it's so easy to meal prep for that. Like, but I think we're going to do keto-vore because I'm telling you, I do not think I can survive another 75 days of carnivore.
I could. Man, I pretty much do that.
Yeah.
I mean, I eat carbs. Because I love meat and I've continued. That's all I do for lunch is I have meat.
Mm-hmm.
And
maybe that's kind of where we'll go with it, just because it's so easy to meal prep for that. So that's probably.
I get like a pork roast, a round bottom roast. I pressure cook it and I shred it up. I get like pork sausages or steak, cut it up into pieces. I do hard boiled eggs. sometimes bacon,
mm-hmm.
and chicken.
Yeah.
And that's
The other thing about Vegas, too, is we're all staying in a hotel. We're not going to have a kitchen.
Yeah.
Where we can go and meal prep all this stuff. Now, if we would have done the Airbnb, we would have had that. But because of the way that the event is going, we all decided to stay at the hotel, which makes complete sense. For me, Jason will be in and out, and I'm not going to be stranded anywhere. So I just decided to stay at the hotel. But like, we're not going to have a kitchen so we can make all these things. And the other part that I was like, dude, what if I wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and I'm like, oh my God, I'm starving.
Right.
Because when I work out that hard, like I have to make sure I'm eating, because if I don't, I will die. Like I will not have it in me the next day to keep going.
Yeah. I think I'm going to do keto and just hold off on doing the cut until after 75 hard.
Mm-hmm.
Cause, Thanksgiving and Christmas is coming up.
Think about that. I mean, I did because we talked about it, but like,
yeah,
I'm definitely doing keto. That just solved it right there. Like, I can't not have certain things on Thanksgiving. And it's not really so much the sweets because I've done a keto holiday party before. So I'm not really worried about that. It's not so much the sweets that I'm worried about. It's all the side dishes and like,
yeah,
you know, so
I mean, I want some mashed potatoes and I could care less. I don't like yams or cranberries, so I'm good with that. But give me some turkey and some ham or a prime rib and some mashed potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah, I think we'll be fine. I think we'll be fine. I think that we just our personalities, I think when it comes time. For me, I will lock in and do what I'm supposed to do. I just am not that, like, woo, this time. I'm just not.
Yeah. I get it, you know.
And I don't want to crash out like I did the last time. You know, the first couple of weeks for me was rough. Granted, I was traveling. There was a lot going on at that time. Jason and I, for the first 18 days, were together or were apart more than we were together of 75 hard. You know, so there was so much going on around me. And then plus, I still have to stay centered enough to be able to get all my shit done in a day.
Yeah.
Truthfully, having to do all that shit probably saved me from the rest of the stuff that was going on around me. Mm-hmm. But like, I can remember having those moments of just, like, complete breakdown, of complete, like, just sobbing my eyes out. Like, I don't think I can do it anymore. So, we'll see. I think we are actually...
I'm glad I didn't experience that. I mean, I definitely had my days where it's like, fuck this shit. But, like, I mean, it was brutal. There's days I mean, I didn't necessarily want to give up, but...
Yeah, I didn't want to give up. It was more of a, how in the hell did I get here? Like, why is this so hard? Like, this shouldn't be so difficult for me.
I mean, it's 75 hard. It's supposed to be mentally tough.
Wait, what?
That's the whole point of it.
And that's when I figured out you have given yourself every excuse in the world to not be where you want to be, and now you don't have any choice. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, that's during those crash and burns is when I had the real, like, shit. This is, like, which I needed. I know I needed that. I just don't want it to be so drastic this time, I think. Like, it took me, you know, when I crash and burn like that, it takes me a day or two to get my shit together. Like, right. No need for all that. Like, let's just, if we're going to crash and burn, just a little one and then be able to move on after that.
Facts, right?
So, but yeah, it's coming. I mean, whether we want it to or not. I told Jason the other day, I'm like, listen, when we go to Vegas in October, we got to do it big. I was like, all the foods, all the things, everything we want to do. I said, because when we come back in November, none of that shit's happening. Like, I mean, obviously Jason's his own person. He'll do whatever he's going to do. But me, like, none of that's going to happen. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. It's definitely going to be a test for all of us, I think, for sure. Yeah. Especially plus being at an event, the emotions that go with an event, like, it's
and
I'm concerned.
I mean, I guess the only thing that I'm like, I'm not really concerned about it, because as soon as I start talking about it, it's going to become an issue. But, you know, getting the shit done.
Yeah.
With.
Yeah, especially like, on like the day of an event. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've already proved that I have no problem getting up early.
Right.
But I also control the time that I go to bed.
Mm-hmm. This will be the real life application of it, if that makes sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's only 2 days, well, 3 days.
But I am telling you, like, even when I was traveling, it makes a huge difference. Like, when I traveled is when I would crash out because I didn't have control over what time I was working, not working, getting up. You know what I mean? Because my schedule was all over the place. Yeah. Like, yeah. There were days where I was working out at, you know, freaking.
Yeah.
So
I've already made the decision that if it goes too late, I'm just going to leave and go get my shit done.
Yeah. Yeah. Go get our shit done. And if it's still going, then we'll come back. You know what I mean? Like, we can't.
The day ends at midnight, so.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, there's enough of us there. There will be enough of us there that if our little core group of 75 hard walks out and does what we need to do, somebody else can fill us in and get us caught up. You know,
I'm just thinking probably the best that is that we get up in the morning and go for our walk before the event and then do the gym in the evening, because I think that's going to be less busy in the gym. Is it nighttime?
Yeah, I agree.
We may not have the full energy, but.
Well, and not only that, but I think there may be a day where we have to walk both days or both workouts, and one indoor. I mean, you know what I mean? Both of them outdoor. Yeah. So I know there's flexibility in it, and, you know, that's that part I'm grateful for. But I do think it will be a test for us. And I think that's okay. I think the test is okay. I think we need that, honestly. So I think we'll be fine. See what you've done. You've locked me in. Damn it, Aaron. Because I knew exactly what I was doing. Damn it.
You should know me by now. I'm a pretty persuasive person.
Well, the other thing, too, that I was going to tell you is, you know, we have a gym membership to Graham Fitness, which is right here down the street from my house. Well, today when I was sitting at work, I Googled where Planet Fitness was compared to the shop. I think we're going to cancel Graham and get Planet Fitness and just go there. Like, whether I do it in the morning or the evening, it doesn't really matter. And my thought was walk in the mornings at home. And then because I'm sitting in traffic for an hour anyway, just go to the gym right after work and work out. And then take the 30 minutes to come home and not sit in traffic, because that's my other thing too, is like with my schedule now, I'm not getting home till 6:45 sometimes. So,
and I think the gym closes here at like 8 o'clock, seven or eight, which is just stupid.
Yeah. Let's see. I Googled it earlier. Let's see what it says. Oh, wrong thing.
My Planet Fish Fitness is a lot cheaper, too.
Well, what we pay at Graham is cheaper than Planet Fitness, but we don't have, for the black card, like I would get the black card, we have all that extra stuff. Yeah, we have all the extra stuff, and Graham Fitness doesn't have a locker room. So Planet Fitness has a locker room, so I could literally just get ready and go to work from there.
Yeah.
So, let's see. Good God, that's Lakewood. We don't need Lakewood. But that's the other, that's the holdup, is that the closest one to me here is, they're all 10 miles away from me. So I would have to do the Auburn one. Jason could do one in Lakewood. Your gym closes at 10.
Does it?
Mm-hmm. Opens at 5 and closes at 10.
Okay.
Saturday, it closes at 7.
Yeah.
On Friday, it closes at 9.
Yeah.
So, and on the weekends, like if we did Planet Fitness on the weekends, I would just do my gym workout at home in my home gym. Unless we happen to be up in that area for softball or whatever. So, but yeah, we're still talking about it, deciding. But I also would like the other, you know, the extra services too, because I am totally okay with getting in a tanning bed, evening all this out.
I used to use it, but I haven't used it in a long time.
And the red light therapy is good for us.
Yeah, psoriasis. Yep. I just really wish they had like a sauna.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a not a, well, the last three gyms, I guess I should say, that I've been a part of haven't had them. They haven't had them. I think that's why more and more people are buying. They have one at Costco right now. It was like 15, maybe 2,500, but it's literally like a box.
Yeah. It's my wooden. Friend has one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's sketch. I feel like super claustrophobic in there.
Right.
So, yeah. But we'll see. I mean, it's coming. I know that. I know I need to lock in and gear up and get ready. And I keep saying that. And it's just going to, if I don't, it's going to bite me in the ass. And I know it. And so
yep.
It's time.
So let's get on it.
I know. And the other thing too, like getting my whole bedtime routine back, like that's not negotiable, like in 75 right. hard. That is not a negotiable. Yeah, I think I'll stay up tonight. No, there's none of that.
Yeah. I don't even remember the last time that I stayed up past like 10:30, like even on the weekends.
I have, obviously. We're usually watching a freaking movie with Jade and some freaking scary something or other ever again. But yeah, plus with Jaden, like, and then I start thinking about that. Like, this is Jaden's senior year. So all the football games and the senior nights and all of these things, I'm just like, oh my God. Like, it's going to be rough, but it just is what it is.
Don't think about it. Just make it happen.
That's literally all I can do is just figure out a way to get it done. The next question is, this time around, do we do 45-minute workouts or do we do hour-long workouts?
Well, that's personal preference, but I mean, it's still 75 hard and it's 45 minutes, but if we choose... Like phase one is you got to do longer workouts.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. Okay.
We're not doing phase one.
I don't have any interest in doing any of those. Even when I was like deep in the first round, I kind of thought, but I guess I can't see the value of adding the extra stuff because I don't know how that would bring value compared to what I was already doing. Like that was such a drastic change for me that I thought for me was the most valuable thing. You know, does that make sense?
Yeah, I get it. But I think it would add value just because it's structure and it's routine.
Are you going to do phase one after 75 hard?
I don't know yet. I haven't decided. I thought about doing it. Like
Ashley too. Ashley's on a mission though. Like she's got a for real goal for her. Like she is trying to get where she wants to be before the wedding in June. So, you know, for her, that's where her mind is set. So, you know, she started back on whatever day that was, September 1st, I think it was. And like, she's still rocking. I mean, she's still doing it. So, nice. And she'll roll right in with us, you know, to start. And, but she is determined. She is set on that goal, and good for her. Good for her.
Yeah.
So
that's great. Yeah.
So we'll see, but it's coming, right. Friend, no matter what, the days are not getting any shorter or any longer. It is definitely coming.
Yeah.
So
I'm not scared.
I'm kind of scared. It'll be interesting too, because Kim's going with us this round. I don't know if anybody else is joining us this round, but I know Kim is. So we'll see how
Kim and, Kim and Ken are joining us.
No. Oh, Ken Lamond?
No, or I'm Ken asking. Williams. I thought you said Ken. Which one are you referring
Kim,
to?
Kimberly Baines.
Oh, Kim. Okay.
Yeah, Kim. No, right not on. Ken. Yeah, she's joining us. So that will be, I think that will be like a huge dynamic for her and Frank. I think that will be such a good thing for them. So, yeah, we'll see.
It's awesome.
We'll see.
Ready? All right, my fan. Well, it's dinner time. It's been calling my name.
Amen. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Me too. All right, friend. Well, I'm sure I'll chit-chat with you tomorrow.
Yes. Ciao.
Adios.
Please like and subscribe and share, and don't be afraid to reach out to us with feedback and topic ideas. We are here to offer hope to everyone, and we cannot do it without you. Until next time, I'm Aaron.
I'm Tab.
And this is the Friendship Frequency. This is who we are, and this is what we do. Have a good night. Peace.
Good night.